Anything with John attached to it in the New Testament is frustrating. And here at the beginning of the year, we're always faced with frustration where we regularly get two for the price of one, a reading from John's Gospel and from the letters of St. John, as this morning. Now, the thing is with John's literature, or the Johannine corpus, if you're a scholar, is that the turn of phrase is quite simple. Together with Mark, John has the smallest vocabulary of any New Testament author. On the other hand, John squeezes every possible drop of meaning out of his syntax, his grammar, and his vocabulary, and then dumps a whole lot more into it. And we see that so much in today's readings. Now, one of the cores that we could contemplate is the notion of recognition, which works well with both these readings. And recognition unfolds into all sorts of levels, transcending simply recognizing someone to recognizing their worth, recognizing their role in the universe, recognizing their dignity, recognizing their relationship with God. So let's start with the gospel. It's a simple encounter between John and Jesus, the two cousins. And John basically says, there's my cousin, he's an important person. More than just an important person, that he is the most important person. And that the simple encounter between two cousins becomes a recognition of God's work and of John's responsibility towards that work, towards announcing his cousin as the Christ, the Anointed One of God. And we can take it many, many steps further with all the little nuances, but let's just stick with this recognition. Two cousins recognize each other. And the one cousin, John, recognizes God at work. In our first reading, we start with that lovely phrase, you know that God is righteous, you know that God is just. The Greek word used there is dikaiosune, which is quite often used by Paul, and it has layers and layers of meaning. At its core, it means to be in the right relationship with. So you know that God stands in the right relationship with everything. And you must recognize that everyone whose life is in the right relationship with everything has been begotten by him. Now, how do we get into this right relationship? Because it is not very easy for us. Some rejoice in the extra cold snap in North America, saying that climate change is nothing but a fable because they have icicles hanging from their nose. But recognizing the difference between weather and climate is something else. And these odd patterns of weather show that we are not in the right relationship with the world. And if we are not in the right relationship with the world because of anthropogenic climate change, then we are not in the right relationship with God. We just need to recognize that in ourselves and take responsibility for that. And that's simply one level of it. We cannot of our own selves be in the right relationship with anything or anyone, because for us it's business as usual. Exploit, I am number one, etc., etc. But then John takes a turn, and instead of simply giving us rules of how to be in the right relationship with God and the world, he contrasts with, you know that God is just in the right relationship with anything. But think now of the love that the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children. And that is what we are. And this is an aspect of God's justice and right relationship towards us, that we are God's children, and more than that, that we are the heirs of God's kingdom. And God's rule, God's governance of the universe is about right relationships between everything that exists, whether we have labeled it good or bad, like some mind-bending fungus or some great joy, like a brand new Ferrari. It is this relationship of dependence upon God that places everything in perspective for us. And we are already the children of God. This is part of God's righteousness, of God reaching out to recognize and help us recognize who we are. And it doesn't end there for John. And this is what he asks us to think about. We know that God is just, and we've come to the conclusion we are not quite there yet. We now know that God's love has gathered us into being God's children. But even that is not enough. There is still going to be more. What we are to be in the future has not yet been revealed. All we know, and you see no, think no happening here in the text, all we know is that when it is revealed, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he really is. The justice, the ability to see things in the right relationship will dawn on us as well. And then John calls this a hope. Surely everyone who entertains this hope must purify himself. When you know God is righteous, when you think of God's love, and then know as children of God, we are destined to the same righteousness, to the same right relationship with everything and everyone that God has. That fills us with the hope that allows us to change our lives. To change our lives beyond mere New Year's resolutions. And let's face it, here we are on January the 3rd with half of them already crashed and burning. And the other half just waiting to crash and burn. Hopefully to be replaced by something more reasonable, more just, more in the right relationship with our capabilities and our ability to grow. John goes on to talk about sin, which in the Greek is hamartia, and it reflects a little bit of the Hebrew word for sin. The Hebrew word for sin, chata, meaning to miss the target, to not reach, not receive what is rightfully yours. And that's the nuance of the Greek meaning. It has something to do with not achieving your inheritance or not receiving your inheritance or not embracing your inheritance, the goal of your life. It's not about who stole the sweeties. It is rather about life's goal, which is being godlike in the right relationship with people, with everything in the universe. And so this introduces to us a task for our new year, to think of God's love and allow those thoughts, those meditations, to place us in right relationship with God, one another, and the world. And there we discover our true likeness to God, our true adoption by God, our true belonging to God as children of God's family. Amen.